Bueno, doctor, ¿en qué consiste la iniciativa que vienen a presentarle a los ministros de la región sobre la seguridad de los pacientes?
What's the content of the initiative today?
Yes. The initiative is a general initiative by the World Health Organization, which is the World Alliance for Patient Safety, who has considered as the very first priority for patient safety the prevention of healthcare-associated infections. So the prevention of infections that you can get when you are taking care of in the healthcare settings, like in the hospitals.
Se trata de una iniciativa de la Alianza Mundial por la Seguridad del Paciente, Organización Mundial de la Salud, para el control de las infecciones que se pueden adquirir cuando recibimos asistencia sanitaria, porque se ha determinado como una prioridad un problema en la atención en salud.
¿Qué receptividad encontraron en los ministros de la región?
What's the reception from by the Minister of Health about this initiative? How do they feel about that?
Well, I think the reception is really good. I mean, even better than good, excellent. Because as you can see today, there will be 7 different Ministry of Health from 7 different countries in South America signing a pledge, which is a commitment to really address the issue of healthcare-associated infections. So the commitment is fantastic.
La recepción ha sido muy positiva, con un alto grado de compromiso. Hoy 7 países de Sudamérica se suman a un compromiso que es global por la seguridad del paciente.
¿Cuál es la magnitud del problema?
So I understand the burden of disease, the magnitude of the problema is actually very, very large all around the world. In the world, there is no country that can say that the country has solved the problem. So it's not a question that is specific to South America or to Central America. It is true for all over the world. That's why it's a very important initiative. And as of today, more than 70 Ministry of Health around the world have signed the initiative. Now, I don't know.
Es un problema muy relevante que afecta a todo tipo de países con servicios más o menos desarrollados, servicios de salud. Y es un problema que no está resuelto. A fecha actual, más de 70 ministros de salud globalmente ya se han comprometido con esta iniciativa.
¿Qué tan alto es el porcentaje de mortalidad o mortandad en los centros hospitalarios? En los centros hospitalarios o particularmente en los bloques quirúrgicos, ¿no?
What's the impact on health outcomes in hospitals and surgery?
Yeah, I did not finish to answer to your question. Thank you. Overall, in the world, one patient every 10 patients in acute care hospitals in the developed countries, even in the United States, in UK, in Australia, in very developed countries, developed an infection. In the developing countries, so in countries that are a little less developed, the rate of infection is higher. So most of the time, the poorest the country, the less developed the country, the higher the rate of infection. And this rate of infection may be even 20%, 25%, so one patient over 4 may develop the infection. Now, you want to translate first?
Actualmente, en países con fuertes servicios de salud, 1 de cada 10 pacientes están afectados por el problema. La situación en países en desarrollo es previsiblemente bastante peor. Se estima que hasta un 25-30% de los pacientes en hospitales de agudos pueden quedar afectados por ese tipo de problema.
So, overall, in the world, we are talking of hundreds of millions of patients with an infection in 1 year. In 1 day, we are talking about more than 1 million patients infected. Now, not every infection is very severe. Some of the infections are not severe, but others, a minor proportion, but still others, are very severe. And some infections, of course, will kill patients. Overall, speaking of the burden of disease, if you think about 1 over 10 patients who gets an infection, this again, 1 over 10 will die because of the infection. So it will be 1 over 100 that will die because of the infection.
Sí, a nivel global, en un año se producen cientos de millones de infecciones asociadas a la atención sanitaria. En un solo día se estima que 1 millón de personas pueden estar afectadas por infección asociada a la atención sanitaria. De estas personas, 1 de cada 10 puede morir por esta infección. Por tanto, la magnitud del problema es muy alta.
¿Hay un protocolo o recomendaciones de la Organización Mundial de Salud respecto a esto? ¿Se traduce en un protocolo?
Sí. So the question is about what is the solution that the World Health Organization is proposing with this initiative. Now, the most important way to prevent, to control for infections and also infections with bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics is to wash hands. But not wash hands with soap and water, but clean hands with alcohol, yes, on your hands. And this is the major element of the initiative, and we have made a complete setup of instruments in order to improve the way healthcare workers actually clean their hands once they are taking care of patients. There are other elements to the strategy, speaking of blood safety, clinical procedure safety, speaking of immunization and vaccination safety, of waste management safety, but the major element is to clean hands with alcohol-based hand rub.
La solución recomendada por la OMS, por ser muy eficiente, es la higiene de manos con soluciones alcohólicas. Esta solución tiene un gran impacto en el problema. Además, existen otros aspectos que deben considerarse, como la gestión adecuada de residuos, el agua segura, sangre segura, pero solo la higiene de manos con solución alcohólica es una intervención que controla de forma muy eficiente el problema.